You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Because the children of Israel now, by this new Pharaoh, now remember Pharaoh, a Pharaoh means the God himself on earth. And so Pharaoh thought he was God on earth. And this Pharaoh did not like the children of Israel because of their numbers. And even though he tried to stop the number, he couldn't stop the people. And so because of that, they were put into slavery, hard labor to make bricks. And this is where our story began with Moses. And Moses was that deliverer. Moses was a man whom God had blessed from his very birth. Yeah, yeah. Escaped from death. Yeah. Put in a basket. And the Pharaoh's daughter found him. And Moses was raised in the Pharaoh's very household. A prince of Egypt. And being a prince of Egypt, he was now had all the amenities that he needed to be successful. The finest of education, medicine, language. He had everything that a man would want to have. And one day he discovered that not only was he not an Egyptian, but he was a Hebrew. And because he had seen the atrocities of the nation, his people being enslaved, he decided to war against those Egyptian taskmasters, and he slew one. And as a result, he had to flee to Midian, a land. So 40 years he spent in Egypt, and now he's about to spend 40 years in Midian. And this is where God began to have a conversation with Moses on a mountain called Mount Sinai or Mount Horeb. And so as this story began to take place, as Moses began to have a relationship, you do know that Moses in the beginning did not have a relationship with God. For he was in a nation and a country where there were many gods, and we'll talk about it later. But he had an encounter on Mount Sinai with God in a burning bush. And in this encounter with God in a burning bush, God said that he would tell him to go to Egypt and let his people go. And the question that God proposed, when I go and ask and share, who shall I say sent me? And God says, say that I am that I am. I am that I am. And Moses began his journey. He began the saga of dealing with a ruthless king. When we think about what God was doing, God identified himself to Moses and gave him a mission to go and free the children of Israel. And the name that I am, in the Gospel of John 8 and 58, it states, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And what this means is that Jesus is claiming to be the voice spoken to Moses in that burning bush. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were created by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was light, and he was the light of the world. For light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. That's scripture-based. Jesus announced, if he had wanted to claim only that he existed before Abraham, it would have been simpler to say, before Abraham, I was. But Jesus said, before Abraham was born, I am. I shared with you that God is outside of time and space. So before Abraham was, the Lord was already existent. And we see how God was preparing Moses in this chapter for a task that would lead the children of Israel to freedom. God told Moses not only that he was going to Pharaoh, but that he was going to pronounce God's judgment with 10 plagues. And that Pharaoh would not surrender until the last plague, the death of the firstborn. God was preparing to judge Egypt. But in this judgment, God would also have a measure of grace. You do know God ain't really trying to judge us, but God is really trying to save us. We have shared over and over again that grace is God's unmerited favor, but I like to say it is God's inexhaustible supply of goodness given to you and I. For without grace, where would we be today? For all of us have something that we have done in this life, and all of us are carrying something that the Lord is still waiting for us to surrender to him with. And the question we propose is, what are you carrying that you need to give up and give back to the Lord? Surrender it to him. God had won Egypt by showing his power in the rod to Moses. But because Pharaoh thought of himself as being a god, he dismissed the authority of God. How many times have we dismissed the authority of God? There are people all around this world who don't believe that God is God. There are people who think of themselves as being self-sufficient, that I made this all by myself. All that I have in life, I gained it all because I was able to study hard, and now I have degrees, and I have titles, and I have positions. I have all of this that I've accumulated, but can I suggest something to you? You did not get it on your own. Even in your struggles, when you separated yourself away from God, God was simply carrying you through your blessing, because even though you were warring against God, God says, my grace is sufficient. And his grace is still carrying us today. Even though we sometimes don't understand what God is doing, even though we sometimes don't realize how God is drawing us to him, the Lord is simply measuring in that portion of grace. You do know that even when God began to see the world for what it was, and he made it, for God so loved the world, God measured in that measuring, he calculated in grace and mercy. I needed mercy, because I could not measure up to what God's standards are. But thank God for his grace and his mercy that allow me a second and a third opportunity to be embraced by our Lord, our God, and our King. His grace and his mercy is sufficient. So God hit the land of Egypt, we're told, with 10 plagues. God hit the land of Egypt with blood, and this blood contaminated the Nile River, a source of irrigation, a source of life, water that they needed to produce their land and to grow their crops, to provide for his own, or they provided for their own. We see how Pharaoh, seeing what God had done, thinking himself of being God, summoned his magicians, and they tried to duplicate it, and they tried to do what God had done with the water And because they warred and they worked and they did all that they could, they saw the inferiorities within themselves, but they would not surrender. Pharaoh, now thinking that his sorcerer had the ability to do what God, to do what Moses, God could do, simply refused to listen to Moses and God. Have God ever sent you a message and you refused to hear it? Wow. God sent me a message to go into the ministry at the age of 18, and I refused to hear it until I was 30. And in that 12-year journey, I believe, I had to struggle through some things in life and experience some things and ups and downs and valleys, successes and failures, until that one day I had to surrender. I had to give up. So God sent 10 plagues to show his power over Pharaoh. Over Pharaoh and over Pharaoh's gods. Because one thing we are studying and one thing we have learned is that not only was God dealing with Pharaoh, but God was dealing with the gods in the land. God was dealing with the gods in the land. Now get this. Egypt was a prosperous nation, blessed by God in many areas. Egypt was a nation that had the amenities of everything, rich in agriculture, in medicine, and culture. Egypt had everything at its disposal. Self-sufficient. Hello, somebody. Does it sound familiar to you? Blessed by God with all of the riches and the amenities of the world. Agriculturally having everything that at its disposal. Culture, finances. If you want cultures, all you have to do is go to New York and Los Angeles, and you can see all the cultures of Broadway plays and shows. I've been told that Fort Knox is loaded with gold, all the riches. Finest medicine in the world, where doctors and have been able to cure many of the diseases. But yet, God saw a nation that was warring against him because there were some other gods in the nation. Other gods that the Lord says, you cannot put those gods before me. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And so here was a nation that had been blessed, and here was a nation that God was looking at, and God sent 10 plagues to show his power over Pharaoh and Pharaoh's God, and God sent plague after plague. Blood in the Nile. Then God sent frogs. God sent lice. God sent flies and pestilence. He sent boils and hail. Locusts.